reduction potentials. So we're now saying that at the top of this thing, we have got the elements that are easily oxidized. At the bottom, we have got the elements which are hard to oxidize. Now these guys then will be potentially found in nature as the elements, and down here we can see that gold we find as an element in nature. We can get massive platinum, we can get the same for copper and silver. At the other end of the scale, at the top here, everything is invariably found as an oxide or a sulfide or something like that. We cannot find these things in nature in the elemental form because they're so easy to oxidize. Now these ones we call active metals, the ones that are easy to oxidize. The ones down the bottom we call inactive.